Hey, Talk Tay with Tay. And today, I'm not going to get really serious for my first podcast back in a few months. I honestly just need to talk about DJ Khaled right now. Twitter is dragging his ass because he claimed on The Breakfast Club, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that men are all kings and women should praise men off the bat. All men provide for women, and dun dun dun, he doesn't eat his wife out, but he expects her to return the favor. So DJ Khaled doesn't eat out women, but he wants his shrimp dick, as someone has said on Twitter, to get sucked. I'm sorry, I'm actually really fucking dying right now. DJ Khaled thinks he's a king. He's been working out for 20 years and lost negative 5 pounds. Yeah, you're not that fucking great, buddy. And the fact that he can sit here and throw around his misogyny and sexism is not gonna be taken lightly, especially this year. And honestly, just this time in our lives, I feel like women are truly progressing. We're realizing what we're capable of, and we're not taking any more shit. And that's the main thing I want people to take away from this is, honestly, a few years ago, if he said this, I mean, of course, it's going to get backlash from anyone, but I feel like the amount of backlash is perfectly fitting because we're in a time right now, like I said, women aren't taking shit, and I can't generalize all women, but as a whole, I think there is a trend of men believing that they're automatically at a higher position in society. This stems from not just men believing it, but women giving men the ego and the thought that they do run shit. Essentially, we do feed into it by being housewives. I mean, not saying any of that stuff is bad necessarily, but I feel like in society growing up, we were just taught that this is women's role, to take care of the family and nurture, and men, they're the rulers. Well, fuck that. At least in my fucking life, I grew up always wanting to compete with men because I knew, but I was 6 years old saying, these motherfuckers, they rule this shit. They run this shit. You know what I mean? We all kind of had that subconscious mindset. But me, personally, I wanted to compete. I want to be the best at things that I do. And when it came to sports or, I don't know, just anything, the way I handled myself, I wanted to be outspoken. I looked up to men. Like, I just knew that, I mean, of course, yes, I like being a woman in some aspects, but I did want to compete. So I feel like now, today, there wasn't that many girls around me who liked to do the shit that I like to do, and I like to play video games and do all the stuff that guys did. I don't even like stereotypes. I think that anyone should do whatever the fuck they want, but it'd be nice to see more women take control, get into technology, get into science, do things other than hair and makeup, and that's all great, but let's push ourselves because we are such an intelligent species, and we have this empathy and this love, and combined, I feel like we're so powerful, but we did allow ourselves to get to a point where it's just a norm in society where men are over us. But not anymore. And I am glad that Twitter, at least, and I'm sure other social media sites I haven't checked, I'm glad that Twitter is fed up with this bullshit, because at this point in time, if you're a prominent figure with a platform and you're spewing that men are kings, please cancel yourself. Go on a little social media vacation, or honestly, just a vacation in general, and rethink your whole fucking existence. Thank you. Anyways, this was a quick 5-minute little podcast about my thoughts. Talk Tay with Tay. See you next time, baby booze.